On March 7, the Regional District of Bulkley-Nechako, RDBN, discussed supporting the village of Burns Lake by participating in the organic diversion pilot with Food Cycle Science. Burns Lake Mayor Henry Wiebe said that operating the waste bin costs approximately $4 a month, which he believes is cost-effective. He added that it would reduce landfills. Village of Burns Lake is participating in an organics diversion pilot with Food Cycle Science and has offered to facilitate the participation of electoral area B, Burns Lake Rural, residents in the same program. The Environmental Services budget for 2024 allocates $5,000 of Area B Northern Capital Planning Grant to the Village of Burns Lake for rural resident participation. The $5,000 will subsidize 50 units of waste bins. The project includes purchasing countertop organics pre-treatment units at a reduced cost, which are then offered to residents with significant savings over retail prices. The units produce soil amendments that can be added to gardens, lawns, etc. Food Cycle Science manages sign-up, advertising, and data gathering over 12 weeks and then reports that information to the local government. The units could reduce the volume of organics by weight by up to 90%. After the discussion, Mark Parker, RDBN chairperson, said it was a good initiative, and board agreed. North Central Local Government Association. The board decided to bring COVID-19 vaccine mandates at the upcoming North Central Local Government Association, NCLGA, meeting. Chris Newell, RDN Houston, Grand Isle Rural Director, said vaccine mandates had impacted communities locally. He said that two doctors and nurses, an X-ray technician, and a records clerk lost their jobs or were fired at the Bulkley Valley District Hospital. British Columbia continues to have healthcare worker shortages due to a growing and aging patient population. Impacts from the COVID-19 pandemic and the ongoing need to recruit, retain and train more healthcare workers at a rapidly increasing pace to mitigate the crisis for the province's population. The province has taken steps to expand the healthcare workforce and increase patient access through its health human resources strategy. Therefore, the NCLGA needs to lobby the provincial government to expand the workforce by lifting the COVID-19 vaccination requirements and allowing unvaccinated healthcare workers to return to work immediately, which will lessen the strain on the system. Chairperson Parker asked whether everyone supported this, and board agreed. Union of BC Municipalities Community Emergency Preparedness Fund Emergency Operations Application. Board supported the submission of an application to the Union of BC Municipalities Community Emergency Preparedness Fund Emergency Operations Center, EOC, for the 2023 funding system. The total project budget will be $30,000. Deborah Jones Middleton, RDBN's Director of Protective Services, addressed that there had been situations where staff went to inspect rural areas for damage assessment on properties and could not communicate properly. She stated that the communication equipment must be replaced to ensure staff safety. The grant funding allows the RDBN to increase safety by purchasing proper identifiable personal protective equipment. During the 2023 wildfire season, staff had issues with external agencies, and the public questioned the validity of RDBN EOC staff deployed into the field, attending BC Wildfire Service meetings, and conducting damage assessments. Communication between field staff and EOC was an issue. Improving radios and satellite phones will reduce some risks during emergencies. Headsets for EOC phones were requested to minimize background noise and hearing issues. The total project budget is $29,157.50. The grant application requires a resolution from the local government indicating support for the activities in the proposed project. At the end of the discussion, Chairperson Parker said that it's always important to keep staff safe through communication when they are sent into hazardous situations. He then asked for everyone's support in submitting this application, and board agreed. Clean Farms. During the Rural Agriculture Committee meeting, board decided to extend 1 year of the agricultural plastics project instead of 3 years for Clean Farms. Michael Reese Christensen, RDBN Electoral Area B Director, said it's best to do a one-year deal even if it means purchasing the plastic balers. Curtis Helgeson, RDBN's chief administrative officer, said the current pilot project will end in June, which will give the regional district some time to consider other grant programs for funding the one-year extension. Clint Lambert, RDBN Rural, Agriculture Committee meeting chairperson, said he didn't foresee any future market option for baled plastic. He was disappointed that there wasn't enough progress within the last 3 years of this pilot project. Things move slowly in the government, but things don't move that slowly in the industry, Lambert said. At the end of the discussion, Chairperson Lambert said it would be in the board's best interest to increase the pilot project for a year. Board agreed.